KBNO's actual anniversary happened on August 27th. And through September 2nd, we are celebrating by shining a light on the mission of various arts organizations in the Metro. On today's Arts at 8:30, we heard about the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center in Council Bluffs. The building has a space for different organizations in the arts. Half of the building is a restored structure, and the other half is a new building with big windows through which you can see sometimes rehearsals of the American Midwest Ballet.
Kick! Yeah, so you kind of lift your toe, and then you lift the audience and press down.
I'm the founder of the ballet.
Erica Oberter felt very passionate about keeping the art dance alive in this area. She went from dancer to artistic director and CEO of this organization.
Years ago in 2009, I was a professional dancer with a former company, and we learned that that company was folding. And so myself and some of the other dancers banded together to create our new company, which is now American Midwest Ballet.
As in many scenarios, the company started without much, just their talent and desire.
We didn't have our own building, our own offices or anything like that. We were very, very lucky that a school of dance, Motion 41 Dance, donated their studio space to us. So they had their own school, but we would rehearse there with the professional dancers during the day.
American Midwest Ballet was nomadic for a long time, making use of different spaces to store their costumes, and also different places for rehearsals.
We had this wonderful opportunity to become part of the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center, which is operated by PACE, and it's just a fabulous space. We get to rehearse here. We have everything under one roof now, so it's a lot easier than it was in the early days of the company. And there's a beautiful performance space here, that's a more intimate venue. And then we also love performing at the Orpheum Theater in Omaha. That's another performance home for us. It's just fabulous being on the stage and looking out and getting to share our art form with so many people in that beautiful historic space.
The support of many helped to create this organization that today inspires around 30,000 people for performances every year, also with their dance classes, student matinees, youth mentorships, community partnership, and engagement with people in need. They have 22 professional dancers from the United States and abroad.
It's grown from a small grassroots effort by, you know, people that were really passionate about it, and we've just built community support over the years and strengthened the company each season, and grown into a really fantastic asset for the region.
Check out amballet.org. to look at all that the American Midwest Ballet has to offer. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.